Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Hi again, Steve Warren here. It's time for another Spectrum show, and this week we're going to switch our map over to Korea, and we're going to talk about some of the activities and events that are going on in the Korean community and beyond, some things that affect everyone. So I'd like to welcome Jae Kim.
Hi, my name is Jae. I'm Community Outreach Coordinator at the Korean American Family Service Center. Korean American Family Service Center, as known as KAFC, is a nonprofit working and serving victims of domestic violence and sexual assault. And we are a nonprofit organization committed to prevent and end domestic violence and create a healthy, safe society and a family.
And who have you brought with you today? We have another member of the extended Kim family.
Hello, my name is Julie Kim. And as you've heard, we Korean American Family Service Center has many support groups. And one of it is Harmony, the volunteer group, mm-hmm. which work to support everything Korean American Family Service Center do. And I am the president of that group.
Excellent, excellent. And also another Kim.
Yes, my name is Bom Shin-hae Kim. I'm the executive director of Korean American Family Service Center.
All right, excellent. So I guess you folks know the answers to all of the questions. Mm-hmm. Give me a little history. How did the center first start? Whomever may know the mm-hmm. answer to that question. And what was the motivation for it originally, back in the original days of it?
Yes, so Korean American Family Service Center was founded in 1989. It was founded basically in the basement of a church because, as you know, there's domestic violence in any community, and there's surely domestic violence in Korean American community as well. And at that time, there was no domestic violence agency or any sort of program to help victims of domestic violence. So our founder started it at a church in the basement, taking calls to help those women. But over the years, we're almost 30 years old. Over the years, it grew. So now we have a 24-hour hotline. We have shelter, counseling services, to name a few.
Excellent. And we have, as mentioned before we started recording this program, have worked with the Asian Women's Center, who deal with a variety of Asian cultures, Korean mm-hmm. as well as Chinese, Japanese, and many in between. So it's not an unfamiliar topic for us. One of the subjects that comes up when we speak about domestic violence is that there are apparently within the Asian cultures some almost generations of acceptance of some kind of domestic violence as part of, that's just the way it is. Can you address that? Can you give us your take on that that cultural anomaly?
So domestic violence is not an easy task in the Korean community, as you may know, because of cultural difference and linguistical barrier. A lot of people tend to keep this within the family, and they don't tend to seek services or help. So we would love to reach out to the community to talk about this issue and encourage those victims to come out and speak up to get those helps.
The cultural thing that leaps out at a lot of places is that there is a very long history of mm-hmm. of Asian women being somewhat submissive and permissive, right. In their households to mm-hmm. their dominant male. Mm-hmm. And that certainly is not the culture that we have today.
Right.
And yet some of it still persists. How do you break that cycle?
Whatever culture there was, that is the point of what we're trying to do. That's our mission and our upcoming annual Silent March as well. It's to bring awareness to that. That should not be the culture, that people should speak up. The women that we're talking about should break the silence and speak up and seek services and know their rights. And it's for the whole community to know that they have rights and they can seek services.
Is there any particular age group or demographic that seems to be victimized the most at this point in time?
No, I think domestic violence happens at any age, in any community, in any ethnicity, religion. So I don't think we can say that there's a specific age range.
Are most of these occasions of domestic violence within family members, or is it also within casual relationships where someone may have mm-hmm. some sort of leverage over someone because of their immigration status?
It's widespread that somebody is trying to control over the other, whatever, you know, the weakness the partner has. So
yeah, it's not just within between intimate partners. It's called domestic violence because it could be between, you know, a child and the parent. It could be between a woman and her, you know, in-laws. Mm-hmm. So it could be between two. Yes. So it's not as right.
Mm-hmm. Anywhere within the household mm-hmm. or the extended family.
Yes. Domestic violence is basically about power and control, and mm-hmm. it could be between partners, but it could be between, for example, a boyfriend and girlfriend, which leads to teen dating violence, and it could be between parents and children. One of the recent trends that we've been seeing is that there is elder abuse, mm-hmm. so adult children abusing their parents, not just in terms of physically, but with financial abuse, which means they're withholding financial means from their parents. Or it could be children who are unemployed and who stay home and stay with their parents but play video games all day. That's sort of it's a form of stress to the parents who can't do anything about it. So there are all sorts of abuse and situations in a domestic violence, domestic situation.
And I would imagine that at some point substance abuse contributes yes. to yes. domestic violence
yes.
as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm.
You see a lot of occasions of that occurring?
Yes, that's exactly what sort of happens, and there are a lot of calls from the parents about that, although I didn't mention it before, but that was a recent trend as well, mm-hmm. About substance abuse by their adult children.
Right, and also game addiction mm-hmm. Among the young or adult children, and there could be another stress to the parents.
Now, you have an event that's coming up on Friday.
Yes.
And that is to draw attention to these very issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be in Flushing. If you want to tell us a little bit about what it is. And mm-hmm. I understand that this is your 19th mm-hmm. year. So this is something that apparently has built over time. And too bad you have to keep doing it. But it's nice that you are still calling attention to those people who maybe don't know the resources that might be available to them. Mm-hmm. So tell us about the march.
Yes, so Korean American Family Service Center is organizing its 19th annual Silent March. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, so we do this every year in October. And this is basically to raise awareness about domestic violence in the community. We invite local elected officials. We invite local community partners, domestic violence agencies, as well as non-domestic violence agencies to bring awareness. So we usually start at Precinct 109 in Flushing, and we march down in silence to the Flushing Library. So we gather there, and everyone, the participants, talk about and try to be, everyone makes comments to raise awareness about this issue. And the message is that there should not be silence, because in the Korean and Asian community, as you know, women tend to not talk about it, and there's such taboo around the issue of domestic violence that women should break out of silence, seek help, and that they have rights to seek help, and that the community basically needs to know about this issue and what can we do, what can the community do about it.
And as you march, you have apparently signs, and you have literature and information to
yes, uh-huh.
pass to people who may it along the way.
Sure. We will be holding the banner, the big banner in the front, and then also the signs with all the statistics or, you know, the number of hotline that we have. So, and then we will be distributing some papers with information about KFSA. Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the hotline. When is it open, and is it multilingual?
Hotline is 24/7, and it's bilingual. It's Korean and English. And within the office time, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. It's our social workers, licensed social workers and counseling answering those calls. And after the office hour, it's our volunteer, hotline volunteers, trained, very dedicated volunteers. They are answering our hotline. So it's 24/7.
All right, well, one more time, let's go over the details on your march on Friday. It's at 5:30 starting mm-hmm. at 5:30 p.m. Yes. It's in Flushing. It's mm-hmm. going to start by the police precinct 109, mm-hmm. and you're going to march quietly mm-hmm. over to the library.
Yes.
And after that, be an assembly, and people can talk and mm-hmm. visit at that location for a while.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. if people want more information about other upcoming events, I'll give your web address for anybody who'd like to find out more. It's kafsc.org. That's kafsc.org for the Korean American Family Service Center. Mm-hmm. I think it is admirable for you to come and promote this event. I look forward to the day we don't have to have such marches. But while we do... you're welcome to come visit us again on China America Radio, and thank you so much for your work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.